This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, location. I'm at the Dueling Pianos bar with Stephanie McMahon. The two guys are on stage. It's like back and forth. It's like plunk-a-ting, like plunk-a-tong. It's getting like very serious.
Yeah.
And I can feel my guy, because you know I have my guy who I go to like cheer
support
on.
Yes. Yeah.
And like this is my guy there. And I can feel him starting to like fall behind. He's getting a little gassed.
Ooh.
And I have a lot invested in this. So I kind of start just because I'm right at the stage. And I kind of take my hand and I'm just like pulling on the other guy's piano a little bit.
Yeah, just lightly, just two fingers,
just
pinching
lightly
and pulling.
Dragging it off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little
and
bit.
And he sort of starts to lean on the bench,
yep.
I'm sure, playing further and further away from his body.
Yeah, and then suddenly, oh, the piano falls off the stage.
Oops. Oops.
<Yep. laughs>
The piano fell. Well, congrats, man. That's huge. And Stephanie McMahon thought these nefarious tricks were, of course, completely in bounds. She's from a background.
This is really in line with the kind of stuff that she – that gets her very excited.
Well, yeah. It's
– professionally, just like a professional thing with her. Yeah.
That yeah. Between you two, it's just professional.
Yes, 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 yes.
Professionally
and the excitement.
Fucking.
Oh, yeah. The excitement and all the sexuality is very much part of our respective careers. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a business transaction where one of you happens to come, not going to say who.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet
linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
We call showbiz.
What up, what up? And then while I took the breath, I just picked up and ran.
It is about breath.
The give and take.
It is about breath control. So much of it is
circular
about
breathing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever played the didgeridoo, but.
Yeah, I can do it right now. You want to hear?
Please. And he's really playing it. And he's really playing it if you're listening at home. And I'm done listening. So we have a big guest here. What does he do? I don't know. Everything? Fuck you. So his name's Yasser Lester. He's a certified badass. He's a Navy SEAL. He's, what else is it?
He's hardcore. He'll fuck you up.
He's hardcore. He'll fuck you up. He's a lot like Xavier from the XXX movies.
I'm
sorry.
Xander.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're thinking of the single X movies.
Oh, yes.
Xavier.
He's a lot like Xavier, Professor. Professor Xander.
Yeah.
And he's strong, but he's also kind.
DGAF.
He can afford to be kind because he's so powerful. He DGAF, zero fucks given. That's his nameplate on his little desk where it would normally say, like, Mr. Boss Man.
Yeah, and around his license plate it says, I'd rather be giving zero fucks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got
And sports chalet.
And he's got a picture of, like, him, a woman, three kids, a cat, a dog, and then there's a fuck being given, and there's a circle with a line through it.
And like, Calvin's doing
like
pee-pee
no
on
ghosts.
Him.
Yeah, and Calvin's pissing on it so hard.
Yeah.
And it seems like Calvin's maybe sick. Like he's peeing.
Too much.
But it looks like it's uncomfortable, and yeah, it's sort of in a spray.
He's like
pad.
Rising up in the air a little bit
mm-hmm.
from peeing too much.
Yep. And so. So he's got a nice car.
Yeah.
But are we
what else with your car, Yasser?
Oh, yeah, please.
What else is on it?
Yeah.
Just what else with it in general?
And anything you want to tell us about your car, this is a safe space for that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, number one, thank you for asking. I mean that genuinely.
A lot of people don't ask.
I know.
And honestly, the thing for me is with cars, I don't care about status.
I don't give a fuck about
right,
status.
No.
I drive
no.
a Japanese car. I do.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Who cares?
And I happen to not, but I would be willing to.
Okay. Like, you thought, like, maybe I'll drive a Japanese car.
I didn't personally think about it, but when I see Hayes doing it, I'm not, like, pissed off.
Right. Okay. Well, I drive an American car.
Wow.
But again, I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't
care. Right, you care about
it's like, I have it. It came in,
you know. It's not a status thing in the mail. Life.
Yeah.
It came in the mail, showed up.
Yeah. It was that, a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. And I was like, all right, well, yeah. I'm going to go with both.
Yeah. I'm going
to
drive
now. I know how to get to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Exactly. Went there, got some seat covers for the car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 20% off, too. Can you believe that?
I'm starting to suspect that you're tricking me.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
20. Yeah, sir.
So. And these are towels, right? You call them seat covers, but these are...
They're terry cloth seat covers. Okay. So it's kind of a blend.
Okay. So it's like, does it have sleeves? And like little thing that you could tie it up? Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say sleeve. It's more like, you know how cowboy shirts have those... clicking buttons.
Snap buttons,
instead of, so it's that. So it just kind of, it can snap to a Japanese car. It
can snap to an American
car.
Talk a little bit about cowboy culture, which I know you're so passionate about. Yeah,
well, one of the things about being a cowboy that's always been very important to me is, because I'm very much a boot guy.
Yeah.
I'm a boot guy. And you see these dudes now, it's like, you know, we're in LA, we're working, and it's like you see guys and they're out there and they're like, oh, these are boots. And it's like, bro, those are not boots.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Those are not
finally,
boots.
Finally, somebody's in
those
charge.
Those are leather sneakers. And I see you, homie. Like, I see you trying to pass off boot culture as your own, but it's like, that's ours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, pull up that jeans like a little bit and show me. And they're like, oh, I can't right now. And it's
I'm itching too much. Yeah, you know, because they start scratching. Because
they don't
belly.
Go that high, dude.
They don't go that high. And then you see these other guys, and it's like they tuck the jeans into the boots, and you're like, okay, so what's even the point? You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to lace up the boot, get the most stability you can.
Yes.
You
know?
Yeah.
And the most work out of those boots. That
somebody's finally getting these guys.
You know what I'm saying?
It's you. Like, you're doing it right now.
And like, I love thinking about them listening to this and being like, I'm fucked. You know what I mean?
Like somebody called my ass out because they've been thinking nobody's noticing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But we've all seen it, and Yasser's finally taken the task. Absolutely. The real cowboy's here. Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of people come up to me and they're like, yeah, I see that you're going after boot culture. And how does that affect you as someone who's the heir to the Red Wings boots throne? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, I'm not here to make waves, but when I see something wrong.
No, I'm here to ride them.
I'm going
to.
Exactly. You know, and that's another thing like with my new surfing boot line.
Yeah.
Surf boots.
I'm so glad we're getting into this.
Yeah. And like it's been a passion project for a long time.
Well,
and
people were saying.
Yeah. The fact that they're attached to the board, I find using it, it makes them a lot easier.
Right.
I also find sometimes if I am upside down on the board, I am almost dying a lot because
I wanted to talk about how heavy they are.
And unlacing them underwater because they are attached to the board and the laces do go up so high, it can't. And take so long that I am almost dead by the time the laces are undone and I can escape the water.
Okay, but again, like we have suggestion boxes, we have a whole FAQ section
on the website. There's a contact email that you can actually get from the website.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a question? Is one of the FAQ questions, I am underwater and the boots are taking a little too long to undo?
Yeah. Okay. And it's like, okay, but it seems like your real problem is that you're underwater and on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, that has nothing to do with us.
Yeah, it's called out. That's not me. That's Yasser's problem.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to go after you personally.
No, he deserves it. He knows better. Don't you, Hayes?
No, it is. Yes, I am being unfair, and especially to take it to someone like you who does DGAF. I actually like being on the other end of this.
The A to that FAQ, by the way, if you are underwater and you are drowning and it is taking too long to unlace the boots, is hold your breath.
Yeah.
That's the A.
If you even got to pull your nose or something, no shame.
Wait, what is the A in FAQ stands for what?
Hmm?
You said the A in that FAQ is hold your breath. I thought FAQ stood for frequently asked questions.
No, frequently answered questions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Frequently answered questions.
Oh.
And this one, the answered
It holds your breath.
Yeah, but it also stands for old, like Auld Lang Syne.
Right, yeah.
Frequently
old.
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 Yeah, but it's like old your breath, you know? Mm-hmm. Old when you're down there.
Yeah, so it's like the Guardians of Gahul or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Old.
We do want to talk more about boots.
Yes, please.
But stand up. It is the purest art form. It is comedy without a net.
Right.
It is just one man and a microphone. Mm-hmm. Continue describing stand-up.
It's honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's dishonest. It's pure. It's very unpure. You know, it's gross. It's filthy. It's stupid.
It's nasty. It's as dirty and grimy as it gets.
It's grody.
Right. And you have to be a little insane to do it, don't you think?
It's right.
Sicky. Yeah.
Because truly it's a waste of time. Like, no one likes it. The performers don't like it. The people that are there just didn't have anything else to do.
I despise it.
Yeah.
I despise it.
Yeah. It's like you go.
It's expensive.
It's so expensive. You walk in. Like, let's say you're just a normal dude on a Saturday night. You're like,
I'm trying to picture it.
Okay. Just imagine, right? So, and if you're a normal dude in this situation.
What am I wearing?
You're wearing a Hurley t-shirt, right? You're wearing Quicksilver shorts.
Uh-huh.
And you walk in.
And I got surf boots on.
Yeah, you got your surf boots on.
Yeah.
But again, that's stupid because it's like you had to saw them off the board.
I was going to say. But
that's a status symbol.
I have to read the FAQ.
Yeah. So you're a normal dude in your Hurley shirt and your Quicksilver shorts, you know, and your Huff weed
Hurley
socks.
From Lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're Hurley from Lost in your weed socks.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you're going to Smash Mouth's Comedy Club. Right. And
my weed socks?
Yeah, the Huff weed socks. Because you're a normal dude.
Oh,
the
weed leaves. With Justin Kirkman on them. Oh.
Right. Yes. Yeah. You're talking about the special edition ones. I was just talking about
Yeah.
You call Justin Kirk Justin Kirkman?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a comma.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't
Justin think. Kirk, man.
Did you hear it? Hey, did he not hear
the Kirkman.
It? Yeah.
Okay. God, I'm really in the weeds here, I guess. Just like, I don't know. I'm usually more on the same page with you, but just certain things I'm not understanding as well. Sorry.
I'm not, And I should say, just full disclosure, I'm fucked up right now. Like, I'm sick. I'm on a lot of stuff. I'm on a lot of pills, drugs, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And
let's say you were like, okay, I want to sell some of this stuff. Like,
oh yeah.
Like what would
$100
$100. And then like, what would that stuff be? Like, would it be a mix of things? Would it be,
oh, I don't know what's thing? In it. I don't know okay, what's cool. in it.
No, I just want, you know, I was just asking.
It's a bag awful. Of powder. Like the pills have been opened.
Right.
And the powder's been released already.
Okay.
So it's just a paper bag.
Right.
Grocery bag.
Okay. So it's like, it's almost like one of those things, like those charity things where they're like, make the shoebox and send it to like, you know, some troops overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like that.
Yeah, make the shoebox.
Right. So you're doing
make the shoebox, send it to the troops.
Okay, yeah.
Run it back again. Now, one thing I want to talk about with stand-up is how when you get up there, you usually go – I dare you to laugh at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that actually came because I was a volunteer at DARE for a very long time.
Wow.
And so I was just like, you know, because so many people get up there and they're like, this is for them. This is for the audience. And I was just like, okay, what's braver than that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Making it about me. Making
Talk about
it
braveness.
For me.
Yeah.
Braveness.
Dude, and also thank you for volunteering like that, because actually being straight edge is so hardcore. It's actually more tough.
Right.
Than doing drugs, which is pussy shit.
Oh, yeah. And even though I am on drugs right now, I totally agree. And a lot of the bag of pills that I – or pill
When you
powder,
say that you're sick, I mean, it is because you are in withdrawal because you're not on enough drugs, which is basically what DARE is saying. It was like, don't do enough to make yourself feel good.
Yeah, no. It's fine to do drugs as long as you're not like taking it over the edge where you're out of withdrawal. Now – I interrupted you with some of that. You were describing me as a normal guy, and I was imagining I was him. What is that? Where were you going with that?
Okay.
Did you have anything?
I did. It was about stand-up, right?
So it's great. Right.
So now you're in your Hurley t-shirt, your Quicksilver shorts, your Hurley socks, and your DC shoes. You're a normal guy.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You want to take out your
Are we grinding girl. Rails at all?
I mean, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
That we're normal guys.
Yeah. How do you think you got there, you idiot? Like, would you?
I don't know this club. I don't know the club specifically, so I don't know if there is like a network of rails that could get you right to the
Well, it's called Skates and Shakes. And, you okay. know, everyone skates. They actually, there's like
Smash
you know,
Mouth is comedy
Smash
club.
Mouth is, they own it.
Okay.
They own it. So that's me speaking about the parent company.
You right. know what I mean? And like it's called Skates and Shakes.
Skates and Shakes because you skate there and then you're shaking from laughter.
Yeah. yeah. And you have the shakes because you're in withdrawal.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when you grind into the comedy club with your girl and, you know.
The rails go right into the club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's actually pretty sick.
I worked for the grinder.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's on Netflix now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I worked for the grinder, but it was a Tony Hawk skateboarding instructional video.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were saying I'm a normal guy. I'm
yeah,
going to you're, club. So you're in the club now.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I got in.
You grinded into the club and you sit down.
Cover? Is it a bringer show?
No, there's a cover. That's what we're talking about. So first of all, there's a cover, you know. And then secondly, you got to buy drinks. And then thirdly, you have to laugh at someone you don't know.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, so wait, am I going to have sex? And then that's the prevailing thought over everything. And then
like
just
ever,
some,
am I ever going to get, am I ever going to tick that box?
Yeah. And the thing is like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm not going to have sex.
Yeah.
And that's why I do stand up.
Straight edge, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And straight edge, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why the dare thing came from that, because it's like abstaining from drugs, abstaining from sex. Because
you're a big nofap guy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because think about things in general. Like if someone came to you with a bag of drugs, right? Let's say you, Sean, like you roll up on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're wearing a cowboy snap flannel shirt.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, yo, my man, like let's do these drugs. And then Hayes, you walk up and you're like, yeah, I'm down, you know? Mm-hmm. And then me.
And Hayes is with Stephanie McMahon, and they're about to have sex too,
right,
which is also
right.
out of bounds.
And then he's got his keyboard on his back because.
Well, you said, you know, one of us is coming, but you didn't want to say who. My thing about that, about the like nofap stuff, I'm totally on board with that because that's mine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's like kind of the source, the energy source for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give that, just like distributing that around freely. You
right.
know what I mean? That's
right.
for me to,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know, to
well, we've
use.
Talked about this on the show before, but you are, of course, saving your load for marriage.
Right. But the thing, and what they don't tell you is that when you don't, it like, because again, like I've never done it. I have no idea what that feels like, but it causes bloat.
It does.
So now I'm like, I've got a little bit of a tummy and people are like, oh, this guy's like unhealthy.
Not eating right.
Yeah. And I'm like, no.
It's like, because my load is backing up.
Yeah. And so it's a give and take.
And women truly are turned on by the, and Kevin actually, who just walked in, could talk a lot about this.
Yeah.
That, and I, of course I've talked about this on the show before, but it's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean of load that you've saved up.
Right.
That really gets girls going.
Right. And that's why we actually at Red Wings have started a new line of surf boots, but they're condoms. And like,
when please talk about this more.
Right. Okay. So you know the surf boots.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
strapped
yeah.
to the board.
They're strapped
Hayes
to the board.
Can't figure them out, but right. most people can in the FAQs, the frequently right. answered questions.
Well, we actually have a patent on a printed condom because now a lot of people, you know, you see a lot of custom socks, you know, you see a lot of custom shoes.
Yeah.
And we're like, why is no one, like, think about how fun that is to see a surf boot enter someone. Like, it goes in them. It's like you're physically kicking, you know.
Speaking of custom, did this slang term ever get to you? Calling people custy?
Custy?
Yeah.
No, I'm from the South, so.
They used to call people custy where I was from.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, do you remember the conversation we had last time?
Yes.
Do you want to say, so tell me the conversation we had back to me first.
Okay. It has been said that it is creepy when I enter the room and hi, Yasser. I'm supposed to first apologize. Sorry that I didn't ask.
Super weird.
Can I take your photo for the website? I promise it's going to look great.
Okay. No.
Okay, just let me delete these really quick.
Okay. So, thanks.
Kevin.
Now, you guys, he works for you?
I guess that's technically what's going on. Go ahead.
I was
going
to say it's turned into that since I've started at Earwolf. Yeah.
Yeah, we did end up annexing Kevin at some point.
Okay.
Yeah. We haven't talked. Like, initially, Kevin was at Earwolf, but since then.
We absorbed him into Wolf Cool.
Yeah, he has been osmosised into.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Like, we're Hollywood power brokers, and then you just have some dude, like, roll in. It, like, that's more so than, like, losing your fap to, you know.
Right.
The masses, it's like, again, like, I was raised by six Aborigines, and the one thing we know is that when you get your picture taken, like, that's the fap of your soul being
stolen. Yeah,
right.
Wow.
That's you blasting the load of your soul
into
the camera.
Mm-hmm. And so
it's the ultimate
money shot.
So this
is so interesting. This is so interesting because you are a model.
Right.
We do want to talk about modeling.
Yeah, yeah we were going to talk about that, but you won't be photographed.
Yeah, and that's why it's so interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's like
– that's like fucking me up in a good way.
But okay, but did you guys see that big – did you guys see that big Nordstrom campaign with me?
Oh, yeah.
And it said was Nordstrom.
And right,
People were like,
it's
okay.
On every
you were
store.
Yeah, you were
it's
amazing.
It's over the entrance of every store.
Yeah.
You're awesome in it.
Yeah. And so when
you
I
brought
walked
it.
In, because again, I don't have headshots. I've never auditioned for anything.
Yeah.
I walked in for this campaign and they're
okay.
like,
and where are you walking into? And is it a studio or is it?
Yeah. It's a warehouse.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, my homie Tredge runs it. His name
Talk
is
Talk about Tredge.
Well, Tredge is it's actually a mix of the names Terry and Reggie. His dad's name was Terry, and
his dad's name
was
Reggie.
Yeah. And so when I walked in, you know, Tredge like showed me around. It was a new space for him, and then he introduced me to Carell. And
mm-hmm.
Carell,
Steve Carell.
No. This is actually Carell Stevens.
Oh,
yeah. So it's a different guy, and you can see how people would be freaking out about that, you know. And they're like, "All right, we're ready to shoot." And I said, "Cool, let's do it." And I took my shirt off, and then they pulled out a camera, and I was like, "Whoa,
what? And what
whoa,
is that?
Nah, whoa.
I'm
nah,
sorry.
Nah."
And so instead, so when they tried to do that, you know, I said, you know, this
oh,
is.
Oh, nah.
And then I said, what's my name? And they were like, yeah, sir.
They had to say it.
Yeah.
You
and
got
so,
had to give
you
it up.
You got them at that point.
Yeah. So I did
oh,
that.
Oh, nah.
Yeah. And then, like, it was so cool because, like, I did that a few times. I just, like, kept saying, like, what's my name? And they're like, yeah, sir. And then I was just like.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and
that's the
sound of you
like
using your heelys to get out of there.
And Kevin,
well, no,
before
that was
you,
me.
Okay.
Like, because I was like, I am a bird. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, right.
Like, you know.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
What a
Dude,
great
thank
attitude.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's really brave.
And so it's like, that's when I leave here today, that's what you guys should be thinking about yourselves. Like,
that's dope.
Yo,
that's dope.
Like, yo. I'm
that's
a,
dope.
Yeah.
I'm a bird.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like a pigeon really is kind of what it sounds like.
Right. You can choose the bird.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Kevin, I did want to talk to you a little bit about what we were saying before, which is, and Yasser's talking a lot about shooting, headshots, all this must make you think of loads.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I know you've been saving up a big blast for the right one. Are we any closer to meeting that lady?
I would say two steps back.
Okay, so it's been two steps back. And the last time we met him, it was three steps back. So he's now five steps back.
Yeah, I'm watching from a distance, but not like in the way where I take photos here. I asked for permission. And like Yasser, I got to know.
Okay,
great catching up, guys.
Good to see you, Kevin. And thanks so much for coming in. And now please leave.
I mean, why would – like it's so crazy you guys would allow someone like that in here.
Well, I see that as similar to the sort of charity work that you did with Dare. Like, we're taking someone under our wing.
Okay.
We're birds, so we got wings.
Yeah.
And
see, finally.
The bird thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It has taken a while.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it feels good. No, Kevin is bad for sure. Why is it? Why do we do this?
I don't
Kevin
know.
Stuff?
I started to say why, and then I realized that I myself don't really know.
I think I always thought it was your thing.
Oh, really?
That's Kevin was sort of a Sean thing.
Yeah,
and I wonder if
right.
you thought that it was me
that was like Hayes's friend
who was doing
yeah.
the Kevin thing.
Yes, I thought you knew Kevin
right
from before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Cody, does it make you upset that you are notorious, like traditionally the one who's so bad and nobody likes you?
Kevin's on your corner a little bit.
But now people are talking about that Kevin is the one who's bad and is doing a bad job.
I try really hard to not have much of a emotional attachment to anything in particular at all at any time. So I can't answer that question about
I'm sorry. Like, guys, I mean, the thing that's true about what you said is that you try really hard. Like, that part of your sentence I agree with.
Right. But also, it's like, again, you guys invited me here, and all we're doing is
and
inviting
we're talking
more
to Cody.
People.
More people.
Do we need more people? I'm sorry. I would have brought my friends and family. Or are you here to talk to one of the purest, most honest stand-up slash models?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people would kill for this kind of opportunity, you know, and I feel like...
No, it's big for us, and I think we're just nervous a little bit because we haven't had a stand-up slash model who refused to have his picture taken.
Right. Well, but don't be nervous. It's like, you guys, I'm just like you. Like, I wear regular boxers, you mm-hmm. know, that are a little loose in the waistband.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wear a white V-neck t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
I wear 6 to 7 wooden necklaces at any given time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's like I look
okay, so that's
my exact
outfit. So that's what's under the t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. I have 2 gold necklaces and that's so people are comfortable. But then what sounds like a bamboo wind chime when I walk is actually the wooden necklaces under my shirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. That explains the sound and the appearance of your chest, which is bulky.
Right, but in the center. Yeah.
And the stomach is bulky too because of what we talked about. There's a lot of backup. A
lot of fat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you doing any Thanksgiving modeling?
Okay, and this is a question I've gotten a lot, and people are like, so are you going to – when you carve the turkey, are you posing with it or, you know, what are you going to do with that?
You're going to do a Mr. Bean-style head inside the turkey shot?
Right, yeah. Like, am I going to hold on to a ring of pineapple from the ham and, like, hold it like a watch in a Leonardo DiCaprio watch ad, you know? And it's like, do I get a day off? Am I going to get a day off from this?
Yeah,
like, and it's like the idea that my mom would even ask me something like that. It's like need to chill. Like I've done more than enough. I brought a real legacy, mm-hmm. to this family. And instead, it's like, what's Yasser gonna do? What's Yasser gonna do at Thanksgiving? Is he gonna pour cranberry sauce all over him?
Right.
And like, you know, like is it gonna be like that Tupac? A bathtub photo where he's covered in gold chains and his genitals, but
instead, it's cranberry sauce.
Yeah, or mashed potatoes, you know? And it's just like...
And there's no photo of it.
Right. And it's just like, I don't want to ruin the holiday. It's like, yes, I'll be sitting in a bathtub for 6 hours while people come in and out to see it because it, like, live modeling is you know, some people are like, you know, it Kaufman-esque or whatever. And it's not. It's actually... It's real. There's nothing ironic about it. It's a thing that you
so
do.
So you think Kaufman was being ironic? Well, this is a good thing to just
we go
get
back and
into
forth on
because
this,
we have been back and forth on
whether he was a scoundrel or a sage.
A genius, a scoundrel, a sage.
Okay.
A rat fink.
An imp.
Okay. An outlaw?
A pan figure?
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I made that reference without knowing who he is.
Uh-huh.
Who are we talking – who's Andy?
Oh, okay. Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who I was picturing.
It's so interesting because it was so dead on.
Oh.
Does that happen a lot that you like accidentally get something so perfect?
You're almost channeling something?
Well, you know what it is? I speak a lot. Just like hearing words in context and then I'll remember that later. Like
things other people have said.
Things other people
sorry,
said.
Sorry, I thought what you just said was really funny. I'm sorry that you are triggering this sound effect. the crickets, especially to a stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like something personal, I guess.
Wait, what did you just show me on a sheet of paper, Cody?
We need to take a break at some point.
Why?
Okay.
So you can play your ads.
But we always just put it in later.
We've never done this before.
Well, last time the interview was really long and there was no break, and I had to scrub through meticulously to find somewhere to put it.
Okay, but see, again, like, why are you saying the word meticulous? You know, like, that's, like, why would someone...
In front of Yasser.
Yeah, where is that, like, coming from? That's right. Such an aggressive act to say meticulous, like, around Yasser.
And it rhymes with ridiculous.
And like, that's what you're calling him?
Yeah. And you're saying that...
Meticulousness with Robin Big.
Right. And that show can get tedious, you know?
I prefer ridiculousness.
Like, and they're just scouring. It's like they watch the clip and then they just go through every second and they're like, okay, this frame
they're
is
like
different.
They're like copy editing. Right. Like shaving frames right. off the front.
It's just, yeah. So anyway, this is actually pretty embarrassing for you. I'm sorry that you would...
That's all right.
Yeah.
So, Cody, we are not going to do a break, okay?
Okay.
Can you cross off where you wrote break on that sheet of paper, please?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cody. You guys...
Live modeling. I've decided I am doing it all the time.
Yeah. Well, I realize that I am a model because I am actually in a pose.
Okay, now think about this, and I want you to make sure you're focused on the things I'm saying.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, wow, thank
it.
You, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, now, have you ever stood before?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat before?
Oh, no.
Have you ever laid down before?
Now, yes. Forget it somewhere.
Okay. Yes.
Now, you know those times you're laying down?
Yes.
That's it.
Intimately.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm very familiar.
That's you've been doing live modeling.
Hashtag gurney life.
Yeah. Oh, because you're sick.
Yeah.
Or they are, you know, the standers are. Which of us is sick?
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Actually, again, I don't know what R means, so.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So are doing just so crumb. Great.
Yeah.
For not knowing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the standards, it's like, are they sick for like trying to get places so quickly?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I'm on a slope, I am going very fast.
Right.
Oh, God, yes.
On the gurney?
Terrifyingly fast.
But, but I don't know. I'm still like, I'm not like... Like weird about it.
Remember
I am
the wheelie guys from Return to Oz?
Yes,
the wheelers.
Yeah, but explain it to Yasser because I do know, but explain it to him.
In Return to Oz,
she's
gone back to Oz.
Okay,
and there's men with wheels on hands and feet.
Okay, so they're cars.
Yes.
Okay. I love that movie.
Oops.
Is Cody texting you?
Cody just texted me. We have to take a break.
Interesting.
I didn't want to say it again, but I was hoping to quietly.
But Cody, it's so long into it now. Why would we take a break? Like, how long have we been recording?
48 hours.
No, Cody.
Oh, come on.
All right.
I'm going to say that the 48 is right because I don't think you have the brain capacity to make up two things. So I'm going to say it's 48 minutes. That's a terrible time to take a break.
And also, Cody, like, when's the last time you took a break? You know?
Oh, wow. You know? Cody's getting it.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I'm going to step back. I'm going to step back from this. Whoa. Is that okay? Because I do want to watch this play out. I want to give it my full attention. I'm not going to be contributing, but I do want to watch. Okay. Sean, what about you?
I want to give you guys room to do something. Obviously, I'm reading something on my phone, so I don't want to sort of get in the middle. And it's like... You know, when you don't want to break up a dog fight because you could get your finger bit,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Right.
I'm about to watch these two titans go at it.
Now, but if you're having a dog fight, you're going to bite another person's finger from a different airplane? Like, you swoop in close enough to bite them? I've never...
The Red Baron, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Now Cody dressed as a Red Baron.
Now, Cody... Yeah, I was asking you earlier, and I'm sorry that these two hijacked the podcast, but when I asked you when's the last time you took a break, you did like a Now, when
it,
I say,
it was not like that the first time, but go ahead.
When I ask you a question like that, I'm not asking as a dude who can change your life and career or whatever. I'm asking as a dude who is from the same collective consciousness as you and wants to see you do better and live better. So I'm going to ask again, and without any cynicism, answer me, all right? When is the last time you took a break?
Man, like, I'm like holding
that. That is so stupid, you guys. It's like he can't. I've never met someone who's like, I don't know break. I don't know the word break.
Yeah, I never met anyone who did that. And to, mm-hmm. and I am not meeting one right now, you know?
Yeah. It's
like, that's frustrating.
Yeah. It's like, I'm
what am I going to meet that guy so I can give him my fap?
Ugh, I dare you to give him your fap.
But you were just daring me to laugh. Do you find that daring people in danger is a big part of your life?
Yeah, well, like when I was an extra on the film Cliffhanger.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, we're getting into this. I wondered if you'd be willing to talk about it.
Yeah, it was so long ago, and it feels kind of stupid at this point to be like, that's where I got my start, you know?
Yeah.
But you don't want to erase your past.
Oh, wow. Okay. I never thought of it that way.
No, you shouldn't. Because a lot of people physically go in with an eraser.
And
it's like, were you going to break into the city hall?
And it doesn't work on a movie, in my experience.
Right.
You can't erase a movie like that.
Not on a computer screen either. Because I've been trying to erase a lot of my past, like a lot of the sites where I'm registered on. And I've been going like, I don't really want people to see this. And I'm trying to erase it.
Yeah, in my experience, you cannot do it that way.
Right. In my experience, you can.
Oh, wow. But don't do it.
Right.
It is possible, but don't.
It is possible.
Okay.
Anything is possible.
Wow.
You know, and that's something I learned from working at Adidas also.
Wow.
That impossible is also nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was working on Cliffhanger, people were like, hey, I don't dare you to keep working on this dangerous movie. And I said, okay, well, how about I dare myself?
Gosser, you did that to yourself?
Yeah. And, you know, like, I won a Tony for that movie.
Yeah, sir. You won the award?
Mm-hmm. What does it feel like for a man to dare himself and win the Tony for that movie?
It was invigorating
mm-hmm.
because it was always my dream to wake up one day and win the Tony Parker Award.
Wow.
For
that's right. That ceremony is in the morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like the weirdest thing about – because like you go to the awards and it's like you wear the tux and there's the glitz and the glamour. And then, you know, you get inside and you think they're just going to put you in the seats.
You thought that?
Yeah. But they put a harness on you and hang you from the ceiling and you watch the show.
No.
Wow.
Hanging above your own seat. And it's like –
Okay, I get it.
I like those early award shows because then you still have your whole day.
Once it's
over, like you can actually do your own stuff.
Yeah. Well, the slogan to the award show is come early so you can hang out later.
And oh, wow.
We were laughing, dude. We were like, okay.
When you're up there, you're like, okay, yeah, all right.
Like, who wrote this?
And gotta give it up.
You had to give it up.
The head writer's name was Cliff. And I was like,
oh, wow.
I was just like, is this coincidence? Is this, you know?
Yeah.
Granted, I was seven, but I was just like, okay.
Cliff Bemis was the head writer of the show within the show on the Grindr. Yeah. Yeah, on that. I worked.
Now, how many of these words as you're talking,
percentage of the words do you know?
Yeah. Which ones are you just kind of guessing at and which ones are you like fully knowing what they mean?
Right. Well, if we're going to go with do you want to go with percentages or like an actual count? Because the last sentence I said, I knew three words.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. And it was a long sentence. It was a run on actually.
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
So that's got to be, wow. You're functioning at such a high level.
Mm-hmm.
Just cold guessing what sounds you should make with your mouth at almost every turn.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like I'm good at that. I'm also good at cup stacking. Those are the two things that like I've
That's
kind
big
of
now.
Just picked up.
Yeah.
I just pick that up.
That's the future of entertainment, really, because we've kind of tapped into almost every other avenue. Obviously, people aren't going to be watching TV or going to live theater anymore. But cup stacking.
And it's getting democratized to the point where it used to be like just the ivory tower cup stackers. But now you see lots of people just like kids are doing
it. Well, there was such a barrier to entry before where really people were only allowed to have two or three cups.
Right. And now it's like I think my last count, I saw seven.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, are we building the pyramids?
Yeah, and how many of those are you able to actually stack?
Me?
Yeah.
Of the seven?
Yeah.
Four.
Okay.
Whoa. So,
and actually just the sad thing is that I don't know how to stack them. So it actually is just two cups with two cups under them.
Okay, I can picture this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty strong.
And so when you see that, you're like, oh, there's two cups on the table. And then I have to be like, oh, no, it's actually a – like a sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, we are going to take a break now. Is there anything you want to plug before we go to the break?
Again, a lot of people know that I work at GE.
Uh-huh.
And so I actually weirdly want to plug surge protectors. So if anybody at home needs a surge protector, tweet at me at Yasser the plug, and that's T-H-A plug.
Fuck so you are a plug.
Nice. Right. And like,
nice.
Dude, okay, I'm sorry.
Nice.
Like, are we going to take this break?
Cody, we can hear you.
Are we going to take this break, dude? Because, like, anyway, so Yasser the plug.
Yasser the plug, yeah. Is that a play on anything?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we do have a couple ads to take care of, and then we're going to be right back on Hollywood Handbook.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.